It's time to go across the ditch, and the Women's World Cup gets underway in rugby this weekend. And, well, it's a big ask for the Aussies, our Wallaroos. They've got the Black Ferns, the New Zealanders, at Eden Park, and the match will be 5:15 p.m. our time tomorrow. And joining us is the Wallaroos fly half, Arabella McKenzie. Arabella, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you on the show. And last time against New Zealand, 22-14, you got close there in Adelaide. That was in late August. What did you take out of that, which gives you confidence you can cause a shock?
Yeah, we took a lot of confidence out of that last game down in Adelaide. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting back on the footy field with the girls in the first round of the World Cup.
Arabella, what's it going to feel like to play on this ground that so many teams, unfortunately in all sports, have found really difficult to have success at?
Yeah, Eden Park's a bit of a fortress for the Kiwis. So, yeah, we're just going to go in there and play our expansive style of footy and really embrace that underdog status and, you know, all the pressures on the Black Ferns. And hearing that it's like going to be a packed out stadium, so it'd be cool to play in a big crowd, even though half the sport is probably not for us. But, yeah, still will be a really cool experience and, yeah, really excited to get out there with the girls.
What do you do as a team in and around Eden Park? Have you had conversations about it? Is it, you know, go there with an open mind and don't worry too much about it? Or how do you prepare for it?
Yeah, we kind of spoke about it last night just to embrace the noise and, embrace it and not get caught up in the crowd, I guess, and just really focus on ourselves. And we've got a job to do. And, there'll be lots of black fan supporters in the crowd. Mm. So, yeah, just really focus on us and our game and embrace that noise, I guess.
Talking about your own game, what's that based on? Is it an attacking skills-based game? And when you come up against the Kiwi girls, do you have to be obviously very physical against them?
Yeah, 100%. We want to play in a attacking brand of rugby and really going in with a physical and fierce mindset, I guess, for this game and leave nothing out there. You know, we've got nothing to lose and the girls have really ripped in the past couple of weeks, and hopefully it all comes to fruition come Saturday.
We know that COVID has affected countries around the world for this World Cup, and, you know, Australia more so, because I was looking at some of the numbers the Wallaroos have, how many games you've played on average has been 13, whereas, since the last World Cup, whereas the other teams have averaged around 24 games. So basically my question is, what have you made sure you have done in terms of your preparation to be match hardened and to make sure you get the right teamwork on the field?
Yeah, look, it has been challenging and it's probably not an ideal preparation, but we train just as hard as the professional teams do and probably put in all that extra little stuff that you might miss if you were a professional team, I guess. So, yeah, the girls are looking really good and, we've all just really ripped in for each other and had to deal with, you know, working full-time, training full-time, having a life, having families, uni, those sort of things. But, we all have the same common goal. So everyone has, really ripped in and, just really excited to get out there at Eden Park.
Arabella, give us a couple of your teammates who you expect to really shine in this tournament.
Apart from yourself, of course.
Yeah. No. I think our wingers, Bien Trida, one of the seven girls, and Barney Wong, they're our strike weapons on the edges there. So hopefully get them some early ball. And obviously having the likes of Shani Williams back, who is just a world-class athlete and aging like a fine wine. So it'll be awesome to have her outside me, just another calm, experienced head. So, yeah, really looking forward to linking up with her tomorrow and, getting the ball to our edges.
Arabella, I noticed when you played the Kiwis in your last game, you formed the shape of a boomerang when they were doing the haka. Was that something that was discussed between both men and women's side, or is it something that the guys have copied off you?
I'm not too sure. Our leaders kind of came up with the idea and spoke to our Indigenous girls in our team, Mahalia and Lori Kramer and Grace Kemp. So I'm not too sure what happened there, but it's cool that we both do it, I guess. And it was really special, I guess, to do that and to have our Indigenous girls on the edges leading that, which was unreal.
We're speaking with Arabella McKenzie, the Wallaroos fly half ahead of their Women's World Cup opener against New Zealand tomorrow at Eden Park. And Arabella, so in your pool, obviously New Zealand, but Wales and Scotland as well. So what are the goals for the Wallaroos at this tournament?
We just want to make it out of our pool. Obviously, we'd love to win every single game in our pool, but yeah, we're just going to give it a real good crack tomorrow and then look ahead to Scotland and Wales. But yeah, everyone wants to win every game. We're at a World Cup, so... yeah, just really want to get out of our pool, make it to those quarterfinals, and hopefully make Australia proud and all our family and friends back home watching. So, yeah, just give it a real good crack.
It's quite exciting, isn't it, to think you're going to play in front of 40,000 people at, at Eden Park, because it has been a fortress for, the Kiwis in the past. But I know that we spoke about it before, but what do you do to try and sort of block out the fact that, you know, they're at their home ground, it's a World Cup, we haven't had a great, record against New Zealand this season, but how do you get yourself up, ready to go, knowing that you're going in there to win?
Well, like I said before, all the pressure's on the Kiwis, so we just go in there and play our attacking rugby and have some fun, throw the footy around, and, yeah, we don't really have too much pressure on us, and our coaches have been really positive in the way we've been training, and, I think we're ready to... shock the world tomorrow and just give it a real good crack with all the girls. So you can't really prepare for it, I don't think. You just have to know that it's coming, and everyone's pretty well prepared, and we've had a great lead up with our camps coming into this World Cup. So, yeah, just excited to get out there with the girls, have a crack.
And do you talk about scoreboard pressure, putting them under pressure on the scoreboard and, you know, getting them thinking that, oh, geez, this is not going to script here, we should be in front?
Yeah, 100%. Like down in Adelaide, we were leading up until probably that 50th minute mark. So, yeah, it's just about ticking the scoreboard over and making sure we're playing down in the right areas of the field. And, like you said, keeping that scoreboard ticking over and putting all the pressure back on them because, as I said before, no one's expecting us to do anything amazing. So, but we all believe in ourselves and we know our coaching staff and management believe in us. So, we're not too worried about external factors at the moment, just really focusing on ourselves.
Arabella, I know that, you're not looking too far ahead, but New Zealand obviously a juggernaut, but it's England, isn't it, that's been the dominant side in women's rugby in recent years?
Yeah, 100%. They're phenomenal rugby players and they're on such a winning streak at the minute. So hopefully we don't cross over with them anytime. But it's really awesome to see England, they've invested so much into their women's team. So they're really reaping the rewards now and, they're an unreal side and very, very professional. So, yeah, it's really cool to see so many women's teams now being professional.
In terms of being professional, where are Australia at compared to some of the other nations?
We aren't as in the same calibre, I guess, as them, but we probably train just as hard and are just as good footy players as them. Probably just missing that pay element, but... I wouldn't say we're any less footy players than them. We're probably just, I don't know. I don't really have to say on it. But
with their competitions around the world, is there an opportunity for you guys, girls to go over and play in those comps?
Yeah, 100%. I've signed the Harlequins for next year, so I'll be heading over to England to play in the Prem 15s, I'm really thankful Rugby Australia and Waratahs have let me do. Which would be a cool experience.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You're
a Walgett girl initially, aren't you, Arabella? Have you got family and friends heading over?
Yeah, my mum and dad are coming for the Scotland game next weekend, which would be really exciting. So dad hasn't really been to New Zealand. He doesn't like travelling. But, it'd be cool to have them over here and to watch me play at a World Cup. Yeah, it would be really awesome and can't wait to see them.
Family, a lot of them still back home, are they?
Yeah, everyone's back home, all my grandparents, mum and dad, my sister, my brother, my older sister. Everyone's at home, is really supportive and just excited to watch me play, I guess. You know, they had to drive me around the countryside when I was a kid and I guess all that hard work they did for me then is sort of paying off now, I guess.
Yeah. Can I just touch on that, Arabella? So you said you're from Walgett. Who did you play against as a young girl growing up and how far did you travel?
I played rugby league. I actually grew up in Lightning Ridge. So
right.
I played for the Lightning Ridge Tigers.
Yeah.
And we used to go to Dirranbandi, Mungindi, St. George, those four, like, Queensland towns, like, because we
live
right.
It's a big ask for your parents.
Yeah, no, they loved it. They loved driving me around the countryside and going to the pub after a footy game. So, really grateful for them and everything they did for me as a kid, I guess.
Yeah, gee, they would have done the case.
We know because we're from the bush and you do a lot of travel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing the sacrifices that people make when they grow up in the country, when they love a sport so much and their parents or friends or relatives, whoever it may be, help out along the way. Mm. And I'm sure 100%. A lot of people did that for you as well.
Oh, 100%. Everyone back home is so supportive, and I love going onto my mum's Facebook and when I'm feeling a bit down and reading all the comments all their friends say about me, and it's really cool. And like,
oh, they'd be so proud, Arabella.
Yeah, they really get around me, and it feels like I've got one big family back home in Lightning Ridge and Walgett. So, really grateful for where I grew up, and it's such a cool little town. And it's cool to say that I'm from Lightning Ridge, and now I'm kind of on the big stage. Not many people can say they've probably played for Australia, I guess.
Do you get home much?
Town. Yeah, I got home just before I came here, actually, which was really nice. Thank you. My grandparents have no service.
What was the adjustment like?
Oh, mate, can't deal with the mozzies, can't deal with the heat anymore. I think I've turned soft living in Sydney.
No phone reception. I can deal with that. That's worth the mozzies.
Well, Arabella, from Lightning Ridge to Eden Park in a World Cup tomorrow. Amazing. So good luck to you. Good luck to the team. And we'll be cheering you big time.
Thanks, Heath. Thanks, guys.